During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-781-6764. That's 1-800-781-6764. 1-800-781-6764. United we stand. 1-800-781-6764.
Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We are talking with the CEO and co-founder of SciMatch, Yanina Strilets. I heard, though, that you also help find people who might look like their favorite movie star. Tell us about that. I mean, again, it's an appearance kind of thing, but is that particularly an interesting attraction, though, for folks looking for someone?
Yeah, this one is really fun, first of all. And here we were trying to make dating feels less like second job. Mm. We want people to have fun with online dating. So that's why we built in the feature that lets you find person nearby who look just like your celebrity crush, like just like your favorite celebrity. So, for example, I'm a fan of Robert Pattinson, but how many people can date Robert Pattinson? Just one, probably.
Yes.
But how many people would love to date him? Many. So that's why at SciMatch now you can upload the picture of Robert Pattinson and find someone nearby who looks just like him.
Gotcha. And are you limited to heterosexual? Does it work with same-sex dating and matching? And I mean, is it open to everyone and any desire?
Yes, we're open to everyone. We believe the scientific perfect matches should be for everyone. And yes, we're very inclusive.
I'm liking on your website, I'm seeing things like Date Smart with face reading technology. And that, I think, gets people's attention, no doubt why you have it there. But it also makes people wonder, what do you mean face reading? Well, I think you've done a good description as to how it is that your AI is able to do that sort of thing. What do you see as advances in technology changing online dating? Because certainly what you're doing is very different, I guess, than most other sites that are looking at profiles or allowing you to fill in the blank or, you know, answer some of those goofy questions that we referred to or something. But what you're doing is very different, I think.
Thank you so much, Dave. And yes, like after pandemic, online dating changed a lot, first of all. Now dating apps, not anymore message to me tools. They're more like communication tools. People stay on dating apps and want to know each other better before they go and meet in person. So that's why I see a lot of potential in using technology to make online dating experiences more fun.
Sure.
Like, for example, the celebrity crush, or we have speed dating games. Or can you imagine in the near future you having VR date?
Oh.
Perfect. You go on a first date surfing somewhere in Caribbean with your potential partner and learning about each other while you're having fun instead of just shooting questions back and forth,
yeah,
like if it's an interview.
Well, that's kind of cool. VR dating. I mean, I would imagine that that's a good way to get started because it's also a safe way, it seems, right? Because a lot of folks are understandably concerned about meeting someone to actually go on a date, whether it's just to meet at a bar or a restaurant or have a coffee or something like that. But you still don't know very much about that person. So maybe VR dating is a great way to open that up. And as you say, be able to talk, communicate, share some experiences, even though they may be from halfway around the world.
Yeah, exactly. And you can always learn what it's like to be with this person without even be there in person.
Very true.
A very big benefit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can tell you right then again, right away, that you don't need a first physical date. Thank you. Nice meeting you. Bye. Delete. I mean, it may happen, right? Because it happens in real life. You know, you have someone with a first date and you're thinking, we just didn't hit it off for whatever reason. You know, can a simple selfie find your perfect match? And I think that's something, you know, I'm listening to my listeners in my head every time I do an interview, and they're wondering about things like, all right, so now it's just a selfie. Can it really find a perfect match? What successes have you had that you can share?
So we have a lot of users saying 87% of 1,000 users we have on the app right now saying that we are 87% accurate about describing their personality.
Really?
And yes, and compared to Tinder, for example, who has 51% response rate, like people actually respond on the first message, we have 77% response rate. So we think it's a pretty good that we connect in right people. So now they can have a conversation and it's flow.
I've heard several people complaining about sites like Tinder and Match and so forth, where they use, what do they call, Passport or something, where they're not even in your area. So if you wanted to physically meet for a cup of coffee and learn about someone, well, what do you mean you're in Seattle, you know, and I'm in New York or something? That just doesn't work unless one of you is ready to fly. And if we do hit it off, relocate maybe, you know, that kind of thing. Do you narrow it down to people within your area, or maybe you're going to plan a move so you can go elsewhere? How do you do that in terms of localizing people that you might want to meet?
It's a very fair question. And we're launching the app region by region. So for that same reason, we want people to meet in person.
Sure.
We don't want them to stay on the app. We want them to build relationship, have beautiful experiences offline. So that's why we're moving from New York to next, after New York, we're moving to next region.
Oh, and what next region might that be?
Now we're thinking of one of them is Miami. Where are you right now, Dave?
I see. Good, get my selfie because, you know, see what you can do for me. But I think that's pretty cool that you're doing it by region, so at least it's somewhat close. So distance shouldn't be an issue for some people. Is there a charge for SciMatch? How does that work? How do you make any money?
So we subscription based, but we have we give our users 5 chances a day to find out how compatible they are with people they visually like on the app. So it kind of slows them down. Like you have only five opportunities. So I have to be wise about that.
Yeah, choose wisely.
It's also good because now people have swiping fatigue, right?
Yeah.
So, and we have other features that enhance our user experiences, and we charge for them.
Gotcha.
But always giving them chance to try it first.
Okay, and I think that's fair. You know, my gosh, if you're being too greedy and you want more than 5 initially, well, then buy a subscription, right? It's not a problem. Is it available?
If you need more than 5.
Well, right. Sorry. Maybe you do, and hopefully you don't, because I'm curious about how the whole selfie idea can tell the story, pretty much the whole story in many cases. Is it available for both Android and Apple, for iPhones, or one or the other?
So right now it's only available for iOS users, but we developing Android version. So pretty soon our people who own Android also will have by chance to find a scientific perfect match.
Okay, well, good. Well, see, then I'm out of luck because I'm an Android. So there you go. So you have to let me know, and I'll share that with the world that it's all available on Android now. But in the meantime, you can download it apparently at the Apple App Store. It's called SciMatch, as in Science Match, and check it out and see how their AI-powered dating app might work for you. And again, it's free for 5 a day, right? So you can give it a try. And I'm sure your goal, one of your goals, Yanina, is to get many more people to at least provide their selfies and see if you can get more folks involved. So good luck to you guys as you go to different regions and hopefully cover the U.S. fairly soon.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was really a pleasure to talk to you and share much information about what we do.
Well, it's a pleasure as well, and I hope it helps a lot of our audience too. So check out SciMatch, SCIMatch.com. We'll get you there, of course, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Yanina Strelets is the CEO and co-founder of SciMatch. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.